But they'd wait until that fish came up, and as it surfaced with the current, you know, that tide or boiling water where the current was strong, would bring the fish to the surface, and that's when they poked them with that and drove the hook into the fish. And when they pulled it, that hook itself turned around the other way and they pulled the fish in.
Was that in the streams or in the ocean?
In the rivers.
In the rivers.
Yeah. Like if it was flooding, like now, you go up there when it floods, it's hard to get fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went up there when it was flooding because they found those places where it was churning, the water was churning,
mm-hmm.
and it kept on bringing the fish to a surface, and that's what they used for, catching those fish.
Where would they use the spear? What places would they use the tuxedo?
Shallow spots.
Mm-hmm.
Shallow spots. They watch for certain fish. They want them shallow spots. They were neat with it. Boy, they sure can use them.
Hmm.
Stand there like that and just watching the certain fish they want. And the water was about that deep in places
mm-hmm.
where they were dead spear.
About 2 feet deep.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And they'd spear them and then they pull them in, take them up the beach. But it was neat the way they sat all day sometimes on the chopping block making those. You'd see them sit all day long. They'd go in, have their lunch, come out, work at it again. They shaped it into just the way they wanted to use those spears.
Those were the metal ones that they were making?
They picked up pieces of metal here and there and used them for spearing fish.
Did they ever use old spear points that they would find?
No.